Blog Talk Radio.
Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe,
Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery Tribe Yagda in English Judah. Part number 108. We're going to stroll down and bring our elder in and tell y'all about the broadcast. And we'll see what we can get going on while we read a couple more of these fresh memos coming in as we speak. We'll find our elder and bring him in, and we'll read a couple memos and see what's going on. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bid you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder Mr. Tibbs, part number 108, and looking at some fresh memos coming in, so one thing about it, we got a job to do in Yahuwah, and we're going to get it done, so address this national audience, you're on the clock, take your time, the elder will come up.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. You know, this brings me to think about a couple of things I've been working with over the past few weeks. Having meetings here and there, talking to different people about the Bible and about Yahuwah, trying to, I should say, even an understanding between those that do not understand. Sometimes, no matter how hard you work, we are blessed for our work. Thus it tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10. 10 says, For Yahuwah is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor, of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Look at another verse in the book of Sirach. In the book of Sirach, chapter 6, reading verses 6 and 35 to 37, starting with verse 6, it says, Be at one peace with many, and have one counselor over 1,000. 35, Be willing to hear every Yahuwah discord, and let not the parables of misunderstanding escape thee. 36, And if thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37. Let thy mind be upon the ordinance of the Yahuwah, and meditate continually in his commandments or Torah instructions. He shall establish thine heart of mind, and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. Because we know that there is always a history of the world past, and also of the world present. Our history starts from our birth to our death, but those who fail to learn history are soon to repeat it, and those who fail to learn it correctly, they are simply doomed in this world and the next, and the world to come. We have to know that there's a lot of things out here that people are trying to lead you in the wrong way. Everyone wants to tell you, this is the Bible that you should read. This is the truth. In John 14, verse 6, it says, Yahuwah the Son said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but me. But yet instead, you have those that try to tell you it's their way is the right way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6, it tells us, I may be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among all you and all things. That entrance way, as it tells us to get to this way of righteousness, is mentioned in the book of Esther, 2 Esther chapter 7. 2 Esther chapter 7 says, the entrance way is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and deep water on the left. You know, we have to be aware that knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know that we have many that camouflage the evil or confused teachings, and mostly confused teachings. And when they find out they're wrong, use an overly loud bump the gums contest to continue in their form of righteous lurk, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost, about connecting Yahuwah's words, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and also keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because this is information you all came to seek, and you have to look no further now. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, not having a class on Tuesday, unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, for those that don't know, is Friday. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m. and an online class from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under this big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, which I can see in my experience is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar is another thing that will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We have a live program also. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada, and click the red five button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 or 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling that same number, you can order what our members have known as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Another note I'd like to mention, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen, and nowadays, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, it will be repeated after 10:15 p.m., except Friday's program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, doing the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Palatalk, where the sound is crystal clear. We will be listed under African American, Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. One correction on that location on Paltalk, where we're listed. We will be listed under Ethnic Group, the group name, and African American. And this is where you look for Voices of the True Israelites. At this time, during that time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if our program ends before teaching time, it will continue on Paltalk. But remember, when given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So we can begin to listen to those words, and we're studying along with our listeners. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Elder, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, on that. Very interesting. Look at these memos, and Barry wanted, kind of caught my eye a little bit, the making of a leader. How would you know the making of a leader? Well, we're teaching based upon showing you that it will be most likely already here. It's just on the 24 elders, the 24 leaders. And one thing about them, they are old, but they don't know it, because Yahuwah have recycled them back into, but it's a final stress drive. And how would you know them? On the pages of the book. You know, they got a machine that I call it, I ain't gonna try to pronounce the word right, but it's a light that shows up in the dark, Apple Ready or something like that, light that shows up in the dark or something like that. Well, you can recognize.
Infrared.
Again, Elder.
Infrared.
Okay. Good. Infrared. Thank you, Elder. So, and that's the same thing about this book. This book is a, what that word again, a little bit louder.
Repeating that word again
for you? A little bit louder, Elder.
Infrared.
Yeah, what's that word again? A little bit loud. Okay.
Infrared.
That's how this book is. All right. That's how this book is. That book that we read is an infrared. Hope we pronouncing it right. And we'll know you from the pages of the book. Because what we have is something is written that how we'll know. Well, that's what we bring. You know, we'll know, bottom line, by the scripture. We'll know by the scripture. Those that's going to step up, those that got the cameo appearance. So this memo is very interesting, and prayerfully, the righteous spirit give me something to peep on that, because I like what you're saying. How do you know the making of setting up something? And that's very interesting. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna see who all gonna be on stage. And probably by the time we introduce those that's gonna be on stage right now, along with the elder, we'd be able to take a peep at a little bit of that. It's very interesting. Go up in about a 3-hour broadcast, and we just meet you where you're at. If it lines up with what we're teaching on anyway, we can make adjustment on anything according to this Bible, because he has gave us that ability to do so, you know, to make these adjustments in his word. So that's enough said on that. Let's put it in an example. Let's go see who will be on stage for tonight's episode part number 108. Remember, this is Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, so that's a mystery too. And what to look for, we clear. Let's see if we go find a young lion and bring him on the stage for the episode part number 108. And let's see if we bring him on stage and see if he's ready to get in that microphone. So when you meet the young lion, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1, Yahweh be to that seed ring.
Yahweh bless you. Dear Israel of seed ring. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, God, Brother Micaiah. Very interesting. You know, we're going to take a little shot at this thing about how we know. You know, it's a lot of scriptures going through my head already, but we're going to see what's going to be on stage for tonight's episode. It's going around Detroit, Michigan. Let's see what Princess Leora Israel, where she be coming from on stage and ready to get that microphone in grand style where the Latter-day Saints of the WCC, a big golden moon, clip her microphone. Let's find out. Let's see. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh beat you that scene right. Seer Israel. We going to mute her microphone. Yeah. All right, well. Your radio station, so we'll take it from there. All right, so Brother Mackay, let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And you know, I believe that. But this memo is very intriguing to take a peep at it. And like the elder said, the infrared light, it'll make it shine up on. And you know, this Bible got some more than some infrared in it. And it'll make it shine look too there. So let's see what we can get out again. If I didn't hear, I need a double dose of. If I didn't hear it the first time, I don't know. I'm not sure. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Micaiah Israel. See if we can get something going on. You on the clock. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
I guess that's the second time you said that. I guess so. And I was compounding on a statement that's over in the book of Maccabees there. Young Lion, there's a statement in Maccabees. How do you know, how do you create a leadership, and how do you know when you're in the presence of leadership? How do you set up? How do you know? You know, I want to take a look at something in the book of Maccabees there. How do I know? How would you know? You know, everything is written. How do you know? How do you know when the making of a coming of a leader is on the clock? I'm looking in the book of Maccabees for a statement there. Young Ryan, I'm looking for a statement in the book of Maccabees. This is where this would tell us something, but I'm struggling on it right now. In the book of Maccabees, I'm struggling, and I'm not getting nowhere in the book of Maccabees. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I put that on hold for right now, and I go look at the history of Susanna. I go look at the apocryphal book, the history of Susanna. It's right after the song of the three children, holy children.
Hallelujah.
Okay. We open up right there around by 1 verse 40. It's something to look for while we be peeping at this Maccabee statement. But we will open up with Susanna and 1 verse 40. We're going to take our time on this because I think something will come out of this lesson there. How do you point up-and-coming leadership and all that good stuff? How do you know the signs of that good stuff? Let's see before you read that, let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Before you read that, let's see if we lay a little groundwork down, because let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, back up with Joshua 23, verse 6. Let's go back to back with that for a minute. How do you form good leadership? Well, look at these memos. That's very important. Let's see what Joshua said, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, then swing down to Joshua 23, verse number 6. In the word, Joshua is quoted for Hoshea. You on the clock, come up.
Brother Joshua, saluted word for Hoshea, chapter 1. Verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 reads.
Well, hold that point there, young lion. We're just going to put one word in at a time. We done already said that part already, what it is. So you just kind of, whatever you want to put in there, just put that in there for this record-breaking audience, because there's a lot of, it's over 400,000 right now on the international side. So what we're going to do, we're just going to entertain a little bit about this question we got. So just give old Seer some powerful reading, and whatever you figure it goes there, put it there. But let the old Seer do the breakdowns. You and the clock, come up.
Hallelujah. Well, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, verse 8 reads, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." Verse 9. "Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed. Book of Joshua,
mm-hmm.
chapter 2. Book of Joshua, chapter 3. Was that verse 26?
Yeah, make it 23, verse 6. 23, verse 6.
Book of Joshua, chapter 23, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, be you therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside therefore to the right hand or to the left.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, in the first book of the book of Maccabees there, Young Lion, chapter 12, because it's very interesting. See, you always can grab something on the way of grabbing something, and it still tie into what we're working with. Let's run to the first book of Maccabees, chapter 12, and we're going to pick it up at this, with this letter. Verse 4, and we'll take it down to verse number 9. Let's see what we can read out of 1 Maccabees chapter 12, 4, down to verse number 9. Take the time now, young lion. We're going to see if we work some out through the spirit of Yahuwah. You on the clock, come on.
Okay, the book of 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 4, down to 9. Verse 4 reads, upon this the Romans gave them letters unto the governors of every place, that they should bring them into the land of Judah peacefully. Verse 5, and this is the copy of the letters which Jonathan wrote to the Lasidian Modian. Verse 6, Jonathan, the high priest, and the elders of the nation, and the priests, and the other people of the Jews, unto the Lasidimodians, their brethren, sing
greeting. Hold that part there. On the Lasidimodians, that's another name for the Spartans. You know they had a movie called Spartan 300. So, you know, they made a movie. They always make movies, but they forget about letting the true people play them roles. So the Lasidimodians, they are, it was called the Spartans. The movie came out a long time ago. I don't know how long ago, called Spartan 300. That's exactly what they're talking to right now. But they're going to make an interesting statement about Judah. This is Southern Kingdom conversation. But they're going to make an interesting statement pertaining to the Spartan 300. That's what they're talking to. He's writing a letter to the Spartan 300. Listen, but they got a name called Lasidimodians. Now, as I recall, this name right here, it points back to either his wife or the land. But right now, that's not the point I'm on. But they're going to make a profound statement about these Spartan 300 up under the name called Lasidimodians. Come on, read.
1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, Jonathan, the high priest, and the elders of the nation, and the priests, and the other people of the Jews, unto the Lasidimodians, their brethren, sent Greek. Verse 7, there were letters sent in times past unto Onias, the high priest from Darius, who reigned then among you, to signify that you are our brother, as the copy here underwritten doeth specify. Verse 8, at which time Onias treated the ambassador that was sent honorably and received the letter wherein declaration was made of the league and friendship. Verse 9, therefore we also, albeit we need none of these things, for that we have the righteous book of scripture in our hands to comfort.
Ain't that something? You didn't say it. The Lasidimodian was called a Spartan 300. Said, we got our scripture. We understand. He said, Now, this is Yah God Judah is writing to them and want to bring back the brotherhood. What brotherhood? They is letting you know that Judah and the Spartan 300s, they are kinfolks. Matter of fact, they so much kin, we're going to look down at how much kin in verse 20 and 21. How much kin are they, young lions? We can look at verse 20 and 21 and find out how much kin are they in verse 20 and 21.
Okay, the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. Verse 20 reads, Arius, king of the Lacedaemonians, to Onias, the high priest, greet. Verse 21. It is found in writing that the Lacedaemonians, the Jews, are brothers, and that they are the stock of Abraham.
You see that? So you see that? So when you watch that movie with the Spartan 300s and the battles they went through and all that good stuff, Judah is the brothers, and both of these are the tribes of Israelite tribes from the seed of Abraham. So you see, and that's what the world do not know, that a people history have been hidden. But when you watch the Spartan 300 movie, you see the sons of Esau playing that role, or called the white man and the white woman. But now you find out when you put the book on it, the Spartan 300 is direct kinfolks with Judah of the Southern Kingdom. And they said, we don't need you to remind us, because we got something to work with, and that's the point we making right now. We got something to work with. It is called the righteous, the holy scriptures. We got that to work with, too. Look what Spartan 300 says when they was answering the letter, what they got to work with in verse 9. What do you got to work with in verse 9 there? Come on.
First Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, therefore we also, albeit, we need none of these things, for that we have the righteous books of Scripture in our hands to comfort us.
You see that? And there you go right there, see it right here. See, when you want to find out about something pertaining to past, present, and future, the righteous Scripture will tell you exactly what you need to do, how you set up things, and what it's all about. And remember, I'm looking at a memo saying the making of a leader. What is the making of a leader? Well, it basically is not seniority. That's not the making of leaders. It's not seniority. So that's one thing we can say, that it's not seniority. That's the world thing, seniority. And we're gonna advance. We're going to take a little look at a few things about that in tape number 108. So what we're going to do, we're going to see, can we put the greetings on Mother D up Israel. She came on stage, so let's see, can we find Mother D up Israel and bring her on stage for the nice episode part number 108. See, can we find Mother D up Israel and bring her to the stage on part number 108. So when you meet the mothers out of Camel on with a loud voice, you say, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yah God Judah, Yahweh be with you, Steer.
Yahweh bless you, Steer Israel of Steer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother D of Israel. We got we got some memos on the table, and we want to examine some things. We're going to examine the making of a leader, the making of a sound organization according to the Bible. We're going to peep at a few things there, Mother D.F. Israel. Mm-hmm. The first thing we know that what got to happen, let's look at 1 Peter 4:11 there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see. Let's see some things that we got on the way of finding out something. And 1 Peter 4:11, let's see the making of a leader's.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at some things, what you look for in making of a leader's, not seniority. Let's look at 1 Peter 4:11, backed up with Malachi 2:7. I'll go back to back with that, Mother D.F. Israel. 1 Peter 4:11 and the book of Maccabees 2:7. And Brother Micaiah, I'm going to meet you over here in Exodus 17. I will be there waiting on you after I hear Mother D.F. Israel. Take care of 1 Peter 4:11 and Malachi 2:7. You on the clock, your mother, come out.
All right. 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gives, that Yahweh in all things may be glorified through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praises and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Malachi 2:7.
Okay. All right. Malachi. Can't get my pages. Malachi.
Malachi 2:7 there, Mother D of Israel. We're trying to lay a little foundation down. And I think this lesson might be pretty interesting. Because we're going to shoot it from the, not saying, we're going to shoot it from the spirit of Yahweh. Otherwise, in layman terms, we're going to shoot it from the hip. Mm-hmm. We're going to shoot it from the hip in layman's terms, but basically, we're going to be shooting it from the spirit of Yahweh. Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Malachi 2:7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should speak the law at its mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. So we find out that the priest's lips supposed to seek the knowledge. The priest's lips supposed to seek the knowledge.
Yeah.
And what comes out of his mouth is what again will come out of his mouth?
Law, Torah,
what? Okay, so that was supposed to come out the priest's mouth. Now, by we not understand the foundation of, but it's another record-breaking ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We need to break down everything pertaining to that, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run back the 19th chapter of the book of Exodus. We need to find out who is the priest. Who lives supposed to be doing the talking by being a priest? Because you can say, I'm a priest, and we'll say, okay, but do the Bible support your statement? Let's go, who is the priest that's supposed to seek the law at the mighty, almighty's mouth? Who is the priest that we can read in the 19th chapter, pick it verse 1. Let's pick it verse 1 down. We'll read till we get our point. Exodus 19, verse number 1.
Chapter 19, verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were going forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. Verse 2, for they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. Verse 3. And Moses went up unto Yahuwah, and Yahuwah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shall thou say to the house of Israel, and tell the children of Israel, verse 4, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bared you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6.
Mm-hmm. Go.
And,
go ahead.
Huh? Verse 6. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Verse 7.
All right, good.
And Moses,
that's good right there. That's good right there. So these are the words that you should speak to the children of Israel, because they are a peculiar, and define the word peculiar, Moses of Israel, people.
Special.
And what that word means, and what that word means in Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. And what that word means in Deuteronomy 7, verse 6, that mother, the of Israel. See what that word means, peculiar people. Go on Deuteronomy 7, verse 6, and see what that, what the breakdown of that word means. You are, you will be a peculiar people to me. We'll get the breakdown of the word right now by going through Deuteronomy 7, verse number 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto Yahuwah your Yahuwah. Yahuwah your Yahuwah has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people upon the face of the earth.
So now we find out who's supposed to seek the Mighty One, and the Mighty One, it is the children of Israel. That's the one, and the priest, according to scripture, it was a promise made to the children of Israel. Now, if you do what I tell you to do, your position, children of Israel, is to be above every nation on the planet Earth. So these words that was told to Moses to tell the children of Israel. So now, what we have learned so far, the one is supposed to make a, to seek what he's saying is the children of Israel, and you supposed to only say what comes that you receive from the Mighty One according to 2 verse 7. So you cannot, once you know you children of Israel, you cannot quote the world, you got to quote this man. So we're going to see how the making of a nation. You're going to find out some things on the way, or find out some things. Now, Brother Micaiah, we want to find out some things on the way, or find out some things. Now, we mentioned about a verse that was over there in Exodus. So can you help me out on what we said?
Exodus chapter 17.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Exodus chapter 17. Picking up at verse 1.
Yeah.
Verse
no,
1 read.
No, we didn't say no 17 verse 1. We said 17 verse 9. Picking out verse 11. But we have to go away. That's why I pay close attention, because we don't know which way it's going. we're gonna get there in grand style. Trying to show you what the makings of how you set up something according to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it the way God tell you to do it, you're not gonna have no great success. Great success. If you can read what you're doing, but if you do things according to what everything is on the table, you're not gonna have great success. So let's see what we can read there, young lion in the 17th chapter. And we'll pick up verse 9 through 11. I want him to let the old seer get his little thoughts out there. And see, one thing about it, remember, this is we got a national audience over 400,000 plus, according to the Latter-day Saints and the WCC. But they claim that the reason why this ministry has so many is because of our presence on this radio station. Well, I wouldn't doubt none of that. But one thing we do know, when we got certain questions on the table, we'll let the Spirit of Yahuwah answer some things on how do you make, is this a voting process, or how do you know what's going on? And we find out how we know. And matter of fact, read that verse again in the book of Maccabees. Read that 12 verse 9. They said, this is how they know. And 12 verse 9. Brother Mackay, read that 12 verse 9 again, because I'm to mention
the first Maccabees.
Mm-hmm.
First,
yes.
Chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, therefore we also, albeit, we need none of these things, for that we have the holy book of scripture in our hands to comfort us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So how we know how to do anything, we know how to take a look at the scriptures. We can sit down and figure things out according to what's written. So now, and we know, and we're not beating the arrow on what we bring to the table, because we know how to sit down and make sure you have the proper people around you that would enhance that understanding, and you don't get caught up in so many things that throw you off from you to be bearing down on how you get your answers through the righteous scriptures, the holy scriptures. That's how you get your answer on whatever you're going to do. That's how you get your answer. You don't have to round table anything. You find out what situation you on and just sit down, and Yahuwah will come in and what? Hold that plumb right there. See, we started for a reason because it's so much to come out of what we just got through hearing. See, to know you're on the right track, is something that you must know. And in the book of Revelation there, young lion, see, we're not just beating the air. We kind of clear on what we got to do. In Revelation 3, pick it up at verse 19 down to verse 22. Listen to this right here. Revelation 3, 19 to 22. What does it say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 19 down to 22. Verse 19 reads, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Verse 22. Mm-hmm. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Mm-hmm. The churches, the word church is the congregation of the children of Israel. So that way you see the word church is pointing toward the congregation of the children of Israel. That's the church. That's the church right there. Congregation of the children of Israel. So we had an option to put in the word church, or we could have put in the congregation of the children of Israel. We had a choice. So the young line took the choice by putting the word church in there, and that's a good thing. Now, we want to take a look at some things because this is very interesting. How you know when you're on the right track? We move. So far, we don't find out. It's through the scriptures. You must have somebody to show you where you at from the pages of the scriptures. Now, come on back to Exodus one more time now. Exodus and where you at? 9 through 11? 17, 9 through 11. What you got there, young lion? Come on.
The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 9 through 11. Verse 9 reads, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of Yahweh in my hand. Verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse 11. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
Mm-hmm. So Moses told, let's run it down a little bit. So Moses said, hey, Joshua, he's looking at take some men and go out there and see can you get the whooping on Amalek. So he got some choice men and went out there and got the whooping on Amalek. Let's go to Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. Let's find out something on the way to find out something. Because, see, sometimes you might make a statement based upon a young man doing such thing. But see, back in the Bible, that term was used, but it's not used the way it was used today. Because first thing you think about a young man, you think about a young man 15, 16, 17. That would be thinking. So that's why we got to cover all bases. Let's run to Exodus 33, verse 11 there, young lion, what we read.
The book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, Yahweh spake unto Moses face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle.
You see that? Out of the temple. So listen. So we find out that now Yahweh was speaking to Moses, but in the background of the shadow was this young man, Hoshea. So he was in the background when Moses was speaking to Yahweh, and he knew something. Let's run to the 11th chapter, and pick up verse 27 down to verse 30. Let's find out a little bit more about this Hoshea. Let's go to Numbers chapter 11, verse 27 down to verse 30.
Okay. It's in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 27 down to 30. Verse 27 reads, and there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. Verse 28. and Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My Yahweh Moses, forbid them. Verse 29, and Moses said unto him, If it is you for my sake, will Yahweh, that all Yahweh's people were seared, and that the Yahweh would put his spirit upon them. Verse 30, and Moses got him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel.
So he said, now, you envy me. He said, let me tell you something, young man. He said, I wish all of them would get this spirit on them and become seers and elders. He said, that's the spirit he's looking for. So I appreciate that, but that's the goal, because he was already told about these young men's, he was already told about the children of Israel. He was told something about them in Psalms 82, verse 6. What was told in time to come about these same people in Psalms 82, verse 6 there, young lion? What did it say?
Book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, I have said, you are Yahweh, and all of you are children of the Most High.
Stop right there. So the bottom line is already been told who you are, children of the Most High. So you've been told already, children of Israel. Listen, children of Israel. He said, by choice, you in the condition you in today, by not accepting what the Almighty have said who you are. And as long as you do not raise your offsprings with that understanding about who they are, and you let the school system get a hold to them, then they're going to be off into everything that's contrary to the Bible, and they'll never see themselves in the Bible, but it'd be your fault, because you will sit in 21:16 of Proverbs. What it say there, young lion? What it say in 21:16 of Proverbs?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, picking it up at verse 16. 16 reads, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
So we'll know what congregation you're in, because all we got to do is hear your speech and those that come in contact with you. If you're not told who you are by being in the right congregation, how are you going to help your loved ones that come between your legs, your bloodline? Because this message starts from in the womb, before they turn away into the school system. They have to be clear who they are. If they know they are Yahweh's, that means Yahweh is leader. You don't follow the system, you lead the system. That's good. Let's run back to Deuteronomy 1:38. Deuteronomy 1:38 there, let me show you something. Along the way of showing you something. Deuteronomy 1:38, pick it up right there, Brother Micaiah. 1:38.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 38 reads, well, Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before you, he shall go in there, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Verse 39, moreover, your little one, which you said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in there, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. Verse 40.
Hold that point. Hold that point. on that part. Come back to verse 38 again.
Okay. Verse 38. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit.
So Yahweh already knows. He already got a support system already in place. Ain't got to do a seniority. So when Moses started tying himself out and let people wind down, that young man was laid back in that shadow. Yahweh had already peeked and put the thing on him and dropped a 1 Corinthians 12:18 on him. What can we read in 1 Corinthians 12:18 there? Young line?
We go to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, but now have Yahweh set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him.
You see that? So Yahweh will put those in place as it pleases him. Because a lot of times people will jump and want to be in a position, but Yahweh have not put you in that position, and then you have strike. Much is given, much is required on a position. Much is given, much is required. Let's get Joshua 14:7. So we're going somewhere to late. We laying our little groundwork down. And Mother D.F. Israel meet me off in Genesis chapter 3:12-16, waiting on me. Let's see what it says in Joshua 14, pick up verse 7 there. Young line, let's see what it says.
The book of Joshua, chapter 14, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of Yahweh, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to expire on the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my mind.
You see how old he was? He was 40 years old. He's called a young man at 40 years old. The young man, Joshua, was 40 years old. And when Moses told him, go and get the people together, he got on the case. When Moses told him, look here, go over there and people see what them other nations doing over there, and all of the lands, Joshua read on the case, 40 years old. See, when you reach 40 years old in the world today, you call an old man. This man was called a young man. Because Moses when Moses started his thing, saying that 80 years old, Aaron was 83 and Miriam was 86. So you really getting your first win at 80 years old. So that's why he was called a young man. Moses was 80. When he kicked this thing off at 80 years old, and the young man was, this man was his successor, was right there. But he earned that position by understanding one thing. He knew some things that we need to know. Hold that part right there. That's excellent what we just come. Wherever you're holding, Mother D.F. Israel, we want to back that down and go to Luke chapter 17, figure verse 7. That's very interesting. So we're going to work our way around to something. We're showing you how the Bible look at things. And once you be able to point things through the Bible, you're going to be all right. Let's see what it says in Luke chapter 17, Moses, D.F. Israel. Pick it up verse 17 and read a little bit. Luke 17, verse 7. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. We're going somewhere. It's going to take us a minute to get there, but we're going to get there. Take number 108, the making of leaders. How you recognize a leader, how you recognize someone, the loyal, how you do it. You do everything according to young line, back up to 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9. Let's see how you do all, whatever you're going to do, 1 Maccabees 12, 9, bring it again.
The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, therefore we also, albeit We need none of these things, for that we have the holy book of scripture in our hands to comfort us.
You see that? There you game. There go your game changer right now. It ain't nothing to figure out that the Holy Scripture do not have it already in writing for you to do. And if you do that, what'll happen for you that we can read in 2 Maccabees 7:21? What if you make a decision according to the Holy Scripture, Brother Micaiah, young lion, what would happen if you do it according to the Holy Scriptures? 2 Maccabees 7:21 says what?
The book of 2 Maccabees 7:21 reads, yea, she exhorted every one of them in her own language, filled with courageous spirit, and stirred up her...
Hold on. Make that 2 Ezra. I don't know why I said Maccabees, but 2 Ezra 7:21. Thank you there, young lad. 2 Maccabees 7:21.
2 Ezra chapter 7, picking up at verse 21 reads, let your soul love a good servant and defraud him not of liberty.
Well, hold on, you sure you're looking at 2 Ezra 7:21?
Oh, no, that's Ezra. I mean, you say 2 Maccabees 7:21?
2 Ezra. No. 2 Ezra. I heard you, Modip, Israel. You did say that already, Seer. I heard you. Let me tell you something, Modip, Israel. Oh, Seer, he heard you in grand style what you said, no doubt about it. 2 Ezra 7:21, bring it.
The book of 2 Ezra 7:21 reads, for Yahweh hath given straight Torah instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
So he said he got straight Torah instructions. If you want to know what you own or what's working with you, the Bible has the answer. Why don't you make a Bible decision instead of making a lean on your own understanding? Because if you make a Bible decision and it's go wrong on your end, accept it, because that's Yahweh's proving you. But if you make a worldly decision because of you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, then you will not avoid punishment. Now listen what it says in Moab, Israel, in the 17th chapter, verse 7. Let's read a bit out of the book of Luke. Let's read a little bit. You on the clock, come on.
Luke chapter 17, verse 7. Okay, Luke chapter 17,
yeah.
Verse 7. But which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by, when he is come forth the field, go and sit down to meat. Verse 8, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup and grind my thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drinking, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink. Verse 9. Doeth he think that servant, because he did the things that were commanded him and taught not? Verse 10. So likewise you, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.
You see that?
Verse 11.
So you're saying, He's saying, listen, when you're told to do something, don't look at it where the point that you also look at things like what's written in Sirach. Read that, my dear Israel. We're going to precept that to let the Bible explain it while we talk about it, while you find 43:28. See, otherwise, understand something. When you're told to do something from anointed leadership, then you always will think, you know, you got a hand out. Always got your hand out. Listen, to make something happen is a price got to be paid, because Yahweh already said something plainly in 6 verse 4, Brother Micaiah. He made a statement in Matthew 6 verse 4. We shoot this from the Spirit on showing you how you set things together according to Scripture. What it says in Matthew 6 verse 4.
The book of Matthew, chapter 6 verse 4. Verse 4 reads, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly.
Mm-hmm. Back at verse 3.
Mm-hmm. Verse 3. But when you do it, let not your left hand know what your right hand doeth.
Mm-hmm. You see the man saying? See, when it's time to understand some things in Yahweh, because if when you just make your move, in Yahweh, not bringing verse 4. What is he saying in verse
4? Okay, verse 4. That your alms may be in secret, and your Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward you openly.
Okay. What is he saying? Let's precept that to Psalms 39, verse 5. What is he trying to tell us? What is he saying to us? 39, verse 5 there. Young okay. Line. Psalms 35, verse 9.
Go to the book of Psalms. 35, verse 9.
Now make it verse 5. Make it verse 5. 39, verse 5.
Book of Psalms, chapter 39, picking up at verse 5. Book of Psalms, 39, verse 5, reads, Behold, you have made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before you. Truly, every man in his best state is altogether better.
Hear the man say it. He said, look at, a man at his best is vanity to Yahweh. See, you don't know the power of this man. This man is the one that can put you where you want to be at, even at your best. If you look in your mirror, you go back and look back. I remember when. But when you was at your best, in the eyes of Yahweh, it was vanity. Never forget that. At your best, he or she is in a prime, but in the eyes of Yahweh, is vanity. That was what we read. Now read me Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. It's points we're trying to make, but it's going to take a minute to get it out there. If you got ears to hear, you will catch it. Let's look at Romans 12, verse 3, coming in Mother D up Israel shortly for that 43:28-29 of the book of Sirach. What does it say in Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3?
The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of Yahuwah, that you present your bodies and living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahuwah. Verse 3, for I say, through the mercy given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahuwah hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Good. Most of Israel, what you got in that 43, 28, and 29 that we can read?
Sirach chapter 43, verse 28 and 29. Verse 28. How shall we be able to magnify him? For he is great above all his works. Verse 29. Yahuwah is terrible and very great, and marvelous is his power.
Go ahead, give a little bit more.
30. When you glorify Yahuwah, exalt him as much as you can. For even yet will he far exceed. And when you exalt him, put forth all your strength. And be not weary, for he can never. For you can never go far enough.
He said you never can go far enough. Now, and come back to Psalm 39, verse 5, there, Most High of Israel. 39, verse 5. What did it say?
Psalms 39, verse 5. Psalms 39, verse 5 reads, behold, thou hast made my days as an hand brushes, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Mark 10:42. What it says in Mark 10:42 there, Mother D.F. Israel. It's read a little bit out of Mark 10:42. What can we read in Mark 10:42?
Mark chapter 10, verses 42. But Yahuwah the Son called them to him and said unto them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise Yahuwahship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. Verse 43.
Yeah, right.
But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. 44. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. 46.
So you see, that's good. So you say now, whatever position you find yourself in, understand it's all about the people's, is about the peoples. It ain't about me, I. No. It's about much is given, much is required to you, but it's about establishing this understanding. When Yahuwah say, I came, he came to not to be minister to, but to get you to minister to you, to get you on track as we look at your life from the page of the book. See, we look at you from this book, and we come to show you the right way to go according to 1 Maccabees 12:9. We come to show you what do 12:9 1 Maccabees say?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, therefore we also, albeit we need none of these things, for that we have the righteous book of scripture in our hands to comfort us.
So we know how to comfort ourselves, and we know how to get you, but you got to have the ear to hear. You got to recognize the signs of the time. So what we have to make sure we clear on how to make a judgment calling from the scripture. Now go to Wisdom of Solomon there, Young Lion, chapter 8, verse 10, 11, and verse 7. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 10, 11, and 7.
Okay, going to the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 10, 11, and 7. Verse 10 reads, for her sake, I shall have estimation among the multitude and honor with the elders, though I be young. Verse 11, I shall be found of a quick conceit and judgment, and shall be admired in the sight of great men. Verse 7, and if a man loves righteousness, her labors are virtue. For she teaches temperance and prudence, justice and fortitude, which are such things as men can have nothing more profitable in their life.
Read verse 7 again.
Verse 7. And if a man love righteousness, her labors are virtues. For she teaches temperance and prudence, justice and fortitude, which are such things as man can have nothing more profitable in their life.
Now, what is he saying? He said that when leaders are putting something together, you have to put the confidence in those that when you hear something that don't sound right, don't get excited because you heard something sound like a bunch of hoo-ah birds. Understand you're going to hear a lot of things if they're not trained properly by the six anointed camps. You're going to hear a lot of things that come out the mouth, but we cannot get excited when these things unfold itself. So that's how anointed the leadership has to be to whatever condition they find themselves in, to be able to assess the situation from the page of the book, and you don't get excited and get away from and get in the flesh, stay in the spirit of Yahuwah. Valley said, and that's the making of leaders. That's the making of leaders, not based on seniority. It's showing you how you have to make a calling according to the scripture, but smooth enough to deal with it the proper way. Mother D.F. Israel, go to 1 Samuel. We're going to get a case in point. We're going to 1 Samuel. Chapter 16, verse 10, 11, and back to verse 7. Again, we're going to 1 Samuel 16. We're going to look at something, the making of something, that and how Yahuwah looks at things, and that's why we have to be able to look at things from the page of the book. And whoever, and we'll show you what we're talking about. You know, I know the best tongue scratching their head, but I'm kind of getting a hold of it as it's unfolding itself. 1 Samuel 16, verse 10 and 11 says what? Listen to this.
1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10, again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Yahweh has not chosen thee. Verse 11, and Samuel said unto Jesse, Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither.
Great. Stay down to 13. Yeah,
12
and
13. Okay. Okay, verse 12. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was rugged.
Ruddy is a brown complexion. Ruddy,
and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brother. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now read verse 7.
Verse 7. Okay. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But Yahweh said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For Yahweh seeth not as man seeth, for man looks upon the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks on the mind, the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's bottom line. So he said now, you know, Jesse, you know, he told Jesse, look at Jesse, I'm here to exalt one of your boys. And he brought all the big burly boys out by seven of them. And Samuel, Israel, 7, 18 and 19. What about Samuel? Who was this guy, Samuel, to be doing all this anyway? Who was this guy that we can read in the book of, find out who this guy Samuel is that was told directly from Yahweh what to do? Who's this guy we can read in the ninth chapter of 1 Samuel?
Yeah.
Verse number 17, 18. Who was this Samuel guy? Matter of fact, read 15, get warmed up. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15, 17, and 18. And wrap it up real good in verse 27. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Verse 15, 17, 18, and 27. You on the clock, Moses of Israel. Come on. We'll find out who this Samuel guy is. Come on.
Samuel chapter 9, verse 15, 17, 18, 27. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15. Now Yahweh had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came saying, verse 17. And when Samuel saw Saul, Yahweh said unto him, before the man whom I speak to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Verse 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. Verse 27. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. So you see how Yahuwah operates. Remember we read over there in 12:18. He put whoever he want in place, and then he'll put the power on those he put in place to be able to make a Bible decision. Brother Micaiah, back up and give a second witness in Genesis 48. And we're going to look at verse number 8. We're going to read a little bit until we get our point. Let's look at Genesis chapter 48 and pick with verse 8. And we'll keep reading until we get our point on what we're working with. Matter of fact, we'll take it down to verse 15. Genesis 48, 8 down to verse 15. Brother Micaiah, you're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 48, verses 8 down to 15. Verse 8 reads, Judah, you are he whom your brethren should praise.
Hold on there, young lion. 48, pick
it
up verse 8. Genesis 48, pick
it
up verse 8.
The book of Genesis, chapter 48, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, And Israel beheld Joseph's son, and said, Who are these? Verse 9. And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom Yahweh has given me in the place. And he said, Bring them, I pray you, unto me. And I will bless them. Verse 10. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for aid, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. Verse 11. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see your face. And lo, Yahweh has showed me also your seed. Verse 12. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. Verse 13. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. Verse 14. And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the youngest, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand with witnessing. For Manasseh was the firstborn. Verse 15, and he blessed Joseph and said, Yahweh, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the Yahweh who fed me all my life long until this day.
Give me some more.
16. The ministering spirit which redeemed me from all evil, bless the land, and let my name be named on them, in the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Verse 17. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. Verse 18, and Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put your right hand upon his head. Verse 19, and his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people. And he also shall be great, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Verse 20, and he blessed them that day, saying, And you shall Israel bless, saying, Yahweh make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Verse 21. And Israel
Now he already said, he said, I know my son. So he already knew by Yahweh is telling him exactly what's going on. He already knew, Steve Royer. See, he already knew that Manasseh would be his firstborn son. But Ephraim was going to get up higher than him, and that came to pass. Now, let's run to the 18th chapter. Run to Deuteronomy 18. See, it's a point we're trying to let you know some things that you need to know, that when leadership that is put in position, understand something, leadership always have to make a calling from the pages of the book. And he told him, he said, I know, but Joseph seen things through the world, but his father said, no, listen, I know something here. Now, in the 15th chapter there, Brother Micaiah, we're going to look at what we can read in the 18th chapter, verse 15. Make it 18:15 of Deuteronomy. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. And we want you to pay attention to what this Bible is telling you. In the 18th chapter, pick up verse 15. And let's read a little bit. Let's see what we got. Deuteronomy chapter 18, pick up verse 15. Let's read a little bit. Go ahead.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, picking up at verse 15. 15 reads. Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise up unto you a seer from the midst of you, of your brothers, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. Verse 16, according to all that you desire of Yahweh, your Yahweh in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh, my Yahweh, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Verse 17, and Yahweh said to me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. Verse 18. I will raise them up a seer from among their brothers, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that shall command him. Verse 19. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Verse 20. But the seer which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of false Yahweh, even that seer shall die. Verse 21. If you say in your mind, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has spoken, which have not spoken. Verse 22. When a seer speaketh in the name of Yahweh, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh have not spoken. But the seer has spoken it presumptuously, you should not be afraid of him.
So he giving you groundwork. A lot of people can make statements out their mouth, and you know, so he giving you groundwork on something. But he made a profound statement in verse 18 and 19. One more time in 18, 19. So he's showing you, especially those that is put in position of leadership, how to watch things from what you hear in out of the ear, but watch it closely from the pages of the book. Look at verse 18 and 19 one more time.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 18 and verse 19. Verse 18 reads, I will raise them up a seer from among their brothers, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Verse 19, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
That's Big John. Now, precept that to 14, verse 12 of St. John. Now, precept that right there. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're supposed to be able to watch things from this page of this book. That's how you watch things. You don't do the 724, make a judgment based upon appearance. You make a judgment according from the page of this book. Now, he says plainly, and it should come to pass. The Bible have a double meaning. And whosoever will not hearken, mean listen unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require of that person. So he's saying something, that I'm going to get you for not paying attention. Once you recognize the how I operate. That's what he's saying.
St. John 14:12. The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 12 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
So now there go your precept based upon 18:15 and showing you again that there's a double meaning. The Son played his role out, the part he was given, but he also said he going to go away and he going to take care of him now. When you reading over here, you're talking about the coming of Yahuwah the Son, but Yahuwah the Son said, listen, I have done my part, but guess what? I'm sitting here on the right hand of my Father. Then he would take it from there. That's what he said. And it gave you what to look for in the he. You have to play the same role that I play, but he going to play it even a higher level than that. So you have to watch things from the pages of this book. You got a lot of statements. But when you understand that making statements and the Bible don't support it, that lets you know then and there, you can write them off. As a matter of fact, it make it plain in verse 22. 22, read that again. See, you got to listen, because one day you're going to be on the clock. And you can't be confused on what to say or do, because here's all this will come back to you when you're on the clock. But you're going to be on the clock. If you apply yourself according to the scripture, what it reads in 18:22?
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 22 reads, when it says speaking in the name of Yahuwah, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahuwah have not spoken. The seer has spoken it presumptuously. You should not be afraid of him.
Right. So when leadership make a statement, you got to make sure you don't make a statement based upon your emotion. Make sure the Bible support it. If you choose, you chose yourself to be, with a point that, how can I say it? See, I can say this. Don't get excited when you're on the clock. I just leave it like that for right now. Now, because Mother G of Israel, look what we can read in Issachar's, the book of Job, Issachar's boy says at 32:21. Let's find out something on the way of finding out something. We're going to Issachar's boy, the book of Job, 32:21. We'll read a little bit because we take care of some things on the way of taking care of some things. And we'll tie it into either this lesson or tomorrow based upon how you set things up. But we find out how you set things up according to structure of leadership, not based upon, well, you've been knowing me for such a time, or you one of my relatives, or whatever, you my brother, you my sister. No, no, no. The Bible going to tell you exactly what to do, how to do it. If you play it by the Bible, you got a better chance of succeeding than playing about your emotions. Job 32, pick up verse 21. Mother D up Israel. Read a little bit. Come on.
Job chapter 32, verse 21. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man. 22. For I know not to give flattering titles. And so doing, my maker could soon take me away.
Oh, that's good enough. And what are you saying? See, a lot of people will, with a flattering title, and they don't fulfill the role of that title.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you take on, well, I'm going to be such a person, and you don't look, talk, act, nothing like that person, then that's just a flattering title. You have to understand, you have to put yourself in that person's biography. Put yourself in there to make that kind of statement. So when you make a statement based upon, you have to fulfill that, not just from the mouth. Your action have to be exactly what that person, you have to put yourself in that person's life.
Mm-hmm.
To carry that title.
Yeah.
You have to know what that person went through. You got to know the moves he made. Step out there in that. Yeah, because you hear somebody got a, what that word again was? A flattery, or what kind of title was that again, Mother? Read that again.
Flattering title. Flattering title.
Right. You got some will say, I want to be, you heard some, but mm-hmm. you don't fit that. You don't fit that at all. But you would say that to be saying something. You don't fit that at all. You don't, not by your action.
Right.
You'll say that name, but that history of that name that came out your mouth. Because Yahweh had you have come out your mouth, but you don't line up with that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't line up with it. Let's go to Sirach 25, verse 8. Sirach 25, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Moses of Israel, 25, verse 8.
Okay.
Sirach 25, verse 8.
Sirach, chapter 25, verse, well is him that dwelleth with a wife of understanding, and that has not slipped with his tongue, and that has not served a man more unworthy than himself.
See, and what we do with pride will be serving a man. And this man is not worthy of that. But you're just a fallen line and you pick up their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of the best of them, and you pick up the spirit of this man leader, and you be confounded as that person are. You know, you let the gift of gab pull you away, and like for example, I use a case in point. If the veil of the temple rent, that means when we read the 26th chapter of Matthew, that was signifying that it will be no more out of the Levitical priesthood as a high priest.
Mm-hmm.
So those of the Levitical priesthood, you cannot use that high priest for the Leviticus priesthood, because that priesthood was done away with.
Yeah, that title.
That was called a flowery title. And when you show in the Bible, wait a minute, high as you are, high priest, the only priest to be set up is from the tribe of Judah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Judah is the one that prophecy says, so if you're not from the tribe of Judah, you cannot use that, because that priesthood would not be put back together until the 66th chapter, verse 21 of Isaiah prophesizing on it, on him when he returned.
Because
the veil of temple rent. This thing, right now, the word of Yahweh through the scriptures is in the hands of Yahda.
Mm-hmm.
Even Judah. That's just the Bible. Mm-hmm. So those that got a flattering title about being high priest from the Leviticus priesthood, that have you fulfilled in 25 verse 8. You let a man with a gift of gab put you in a situation where you're in a dead end. And now let's go to Sirach 4, verse 22, down to verse 27, of the day of Israel. Because we land some foundation down, because sooner or later, they're going to flock from every nation from the sun to find the six anointed camps. And you have to be able to make your calling not by the crowd that fitted bum rush you, but make your decision according to this book. But you have to know this, and you got to be in order about this book. Sirach chapter 4, 22, verse 27. Listen good as Mother D.F. Israel bring the knockout blow in Sirach 4, verse 22, verse 27.
Sirach chapter 4, verse 22 to 27, verse 22. Accept no person against thy soul, and let not the reverence of any man cause thee to fall. 23. And refrain not to speak when there is occasion to do good, and hide not your wisdom in her beauty. 24. For by speech wisdom shall be known, and learning by the word of the tongue. 25. And so in no wise speak against the truth, but be abased of the error of thine ignorance. Ignorancy. 26. Be not ashamed to confess thou sin, and force not the course of the river. 27. Make not thyself an underlining to a foolish man, neither accept the person of the mighty.
Read verse 26.
26. Be not ashamed to confess thou sin, and force not the course of the river.
See the man saying? So he's saying, if you know you is out of order, but your pride, your pride will have you to come from another way. Pride.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you what you're saying, exactly how to get in and get out of it. And whoever you offend, you have to make amends with them, then bring yourself to the altar. If we read that, we're not going to read that in Matthew chapter 5. It tells you anything to do, and you can come another way, you're just out of order. You're just out of order to come another way. I'll tell you some good stuff. Give me Isaiah 9, verse 16, mother. Isaiah 9, 16. And this is what happened to people. Like we said, got people's comments, they will influence you to go the other way. Got some say, well, I'm going to have these Moors come in and give you some teaching and show you the benefits of that. When you know the word Moors only means misinformed dark skin tribe of Judah. That's all it means. That's all it means, a dark skin tribe of Judah. That's all it means, Moors. Dark skin tribe of Judah. That's all it means. They'll take it and make a nationality out of something and say, well, this is the focus because all the benefits that you can get by being a Moorish. You can get all the benefits you want, but it's worldly benefits, not Yahwali benefits. He gave you a name, and you got to stick by what he gave you and who you are. When you say you're Moors, you'll never say, I'm a children of Israel. You put that to the side, and that's the name Yahweh gave the 12 tribes as being the children of Israel. That's very important. Let's see what it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16, what it says.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16. For the leaders of this people caused them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed.
You see that? You see what happened to you? The leaders that you get yourself, they caused you to err. So you be disembobulated. You're all over the place. You can see, you look at your eyes, and you're all over the place. You bring in most statements from outside and inside, and you just out of it. But when you lay it right, 1 Samuel 10, verse 6, what it say? 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. When you're on the right track, you'll be a 1 Samuel 10, verse 6, what it say, that we can read.
1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. And the spirit of Yahweh will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man.
See, and that's when we know when you're on something. When you find out, like when Yahweh tell you, keep your mind on him on Sabbath day, but the person lets you run your mouth, and you go right off into the streets. All you got to do is open your mouth up, and your mouth, it will be nothing based on what they turn to another man, another woman. You be on the same old, same old. If they let you get to talking, you'll go right back on things that is to you. It's like turning to a pillar of salt. And then when you know one thing, that you're not a 10 verse 6, right there. Because when you're on the right track in Yahweh's word, then you have 2 Corinthians 5:17 all over you. It'd be all over you, Mother dear of Israel. 1 Corinthians 5:17 be just riding you like a brand new garment. You'll be what?
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
So you see, we clear on what to look for. Let's run to the book and Young Lion Night. Now you can find it. Give me that that Susanna chapter 1, verse 40 in a minute. But now let's run to Ezekiel. Run to the book Ezekiel, that mother dear Israel. See, one thing about the word of Yahweh, he'll dictate. He'll tell you. And we know when you're ready. Because in 11 chapter, verse 19, help me out there, Mother of Israel. 11 verse 19. Said, what it said in the read in Ezekiel 11, 19?
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19.
Verse 11, 19, and 20.
Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 19 and 20. Verse 19, and I will give them one mind, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony mind out of their flesh, and will give them a mind of flesh. Verse 20, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinance and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Yahuwah.
You see that, see, Roger? So they are there. So when you sit around a person, and you can tell by the vibes of their spirit what they own, because if they got the spirit of the Bible, the order of Yahuwah, they will have a new spirit in them, and that old stony mind always want to argue, fuss, and tussle. And, you know, you shorten your days by being in the environment of anyone that always a negative approach scriptures. That'll shorten your days down. Because when you walk in the spirit of Yahuwah, he will give you a new spirit. He'll put a new way to walk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell if you own something, because this part will show up. Because Yahuwah will kick in. But when you always see certain individuals, they always is on something contrary to the Bible. Now let you know that is not leadership quality, according to Yahuwah. Let's get one more on that point. Let's get one more on that point, Mother Dear Israel. Let's go to the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. Let's get one more on that point. Because, see, you have to be able to see these things, because the seer will not always be, but leadership have to be able to remember the lesson on how to make a calling, you know, and the seer's job is to instruct his people on how to make a calling for the floodgates. Blood all over the place, because it's going to happen. But you have to make sure you're plainly ready, you know, to deal with it according to the Bible. And you have, your spirit got to be right. Your spirit got to be right. And you can't get excited so quick. You got to be able to not deal with it. 36.
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 to 27. Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I clean you. Verse 26. A new mind also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony mind out of your flesh, and I will give you a mind of flesh. 27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them.
You see that? So that's when you see, when you got a new spirit on you, you will keep what's written in the Bible, not only knowing about it, you'll be a doer of it.
That's right.
You'll be a doer of it, what this Bible's saying, because you got the information in the court. And it ain't going to change. And that's when you know the making of leaders that are approved by Yahuwah.
Right.
You got to ask them what spirit they on, because their spirit will be the same according to what's written. They won't always talk outside of the spirit of the Bible. But majority of them, they're going to talk out of the spirit of the Bible, and that's why you know he's still a standstill. And Yahweh can't come in like that. But when that spirit hit, according to take number 108, we'll know we can tell you the next hand. So what we'll do before we bring Brother Micaiah and that Suzanne book, we might bring the elder in and get his closing thoughts on take number 108. And then we'll get a little Susanna and find out what they're talking about. Because they're going to bring up a very important guy shortly. So let's bring our elder in for his closing remarks on take number 108. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock for your closing statement on take number 108. You're on, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I guess thus far, everyone has had a very informative evening about the word of Yahweh and some of the things that we should do and some things that we should not do. This is why that we give you this information and here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bumps and gums in Christianity. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending a live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We're live and come to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word and connecting the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. This information you are seeking, and now you have to look no further. You found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday, unless we have a special event or a high day. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, as mentioned before, is Friday. Time starting 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices on that search line and the tribegada.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Now, I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus. Looks like we're getting calls all over the place here. That's not a good thing when you're in the broadcast. Remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver, as I said before. And the book of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. And you have to remember also in the book of Leviticus what it tells us. I'm lost what I'm trying to say here. Getting so many calls all over the place is making me think that I'm almost a seer. Anyway, we do this to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. Still getting calls. I can't believe it. But anyway, in order to get there where you need to, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live, on our search line. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. the email addresses we have for the contact. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com, for your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer. The other email is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what our members have known as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel. On another note, we'd probably want to add and mention, please do not contact any temple member during the broadcast, or especially the seer, either by email, phone, or text, before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen, even now the Latter-day Saints. Please use the international line of 224-600-5579, and if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've missed the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire recorded show at 10:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadam. And at that point, just choose the program that you missed or any previous day that you would like to listen. We are now also doing our normal broadcast, also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. Paltalk being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Online there will be to answer your on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And if Blood Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. So at this particular time, we'll return our program back over to our Seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. The teaching is still in continuation. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, right. You're exactly right. See, leadership to be, that's anointed. You're going to be put on a spot, and you cannot all of a sudden make a decision through your emotion, though it hits so close to you, you got to let the process of the Bible unfold. Case in point, come on back, Brother Makai. Now we know we're holding that Susanna. We got to lay the groundwork to get there. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. 14 and 15, what it say?
Ezekiel 14.
Yes, sir. 14 and 15. Listen, no, 14 and 16. Listen good, because we're going somewhere to establish something real quick. Ezekiel chapter 14, 14 and 16 says what?
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, 14 and 16. Verse 14 reads, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness. The Yahweh. Verse 16. So these three men were in it, as I live, says Yahweh. They shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate.
18 and verse 20.
Verse 18. Though these three men were in it, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Verse 20, though Noah, James, and Job were in it. As I live, says Yahuwah, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
Right. You only can deliver your own soul by your righteousness. What are you trying to tell you? You cannot hide a wicked mate that you have. If you're in a relationship and you got a wicked mate, you can't hide them. And then all of a sudden then you get offended when your wicked mate is called out. Then you get offended. We sit on the stage for a point we're trying to bring, showing you about leadership. See, leadership have to make a Bible calling from the book. Now, we better go read in Susanna, showing you where two men of high stature in Southern Kingdom. The husband of this man could not come to her defense because of what you just got through reading. Listen good, because we have laid enough foundation to get to this point. Read verse 20 again, Ezekiel 14, verse 20.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse 20. Chapter 14, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says Yahuwah, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
Your own soul by your righteousness. Now hold that. If you got ear to hear, you better hear something. Let's go to Susanna now, 1 verse 40. And we'll just read all the way down. We'll take it all the way down. But you got to listen at the setup and everything. And that's why leadership got to understand this thing. You cannot, if your mate is wicked, you can't keep covering up your mate. If your mate is righteous, the process will unfold itself too. But you cannot jump up and run the mouth. It's like people say, oh, I just know. I just know my kids ain't did that. And your kids can be from the wickedest kids in the world. But we'll go, when it hit home, we'll just fly off. But watch this process right here. Unfold itself. Watch the process. That's why, you remember when Solomon had a process of the one baby died and the other baby was kept alive and one woman tried to do a little line and then Solomon recognized it through the will of Yahuwah who the baby belonged to. You got to let the process unfold itself and you get ready to hear the process right now. One verse, where we at? Pick with verse 40, 140. Let's read down and read the whole story. I'm going to try to stay out of it and let it unfold and grasp out. But pay attention. Come on.
Hallelujah. The history of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 40. Beginning at verse 40. Verse 40 reads, but having taken this woman, we asked who the young man was. But she would not tell us. These things do we testify. Verse 41. Then the assembly believed them, as those that were the elders and judges of the people. So they condemned her to death. Verse 42. Then Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said, O everlasting Yahuwah, that knoweth the secret and knoweth all things before they be. Verse 43. You know that they have borne false witness against me. And behold, I must die, whereas I never did such things as these men have maliciously invented against me. Verse 44, Yahuwah heard her voice. 45, therefore, when she was led to be put to death, Yahuwah raised up the righteous spirit of a young youth whose name was Daniel. 46, who carried with a loud voice, I am clear. from the blood of this woman. Verse 46, who cried with a loud voice, I am clear from the blood of this woman. 47, then all the people turned them towards him and said, what mean these words that you have spoken? Verse 48, so he standing in the midst of them said, are you such fools, you sons of Israel, that without examination or knowledge of the truth, you have condemned a daughter of Israel? Verse 49, return again to the place of judgment, for they have borne false witness against us. Verse 50, wherefore all the people turned again in hate, and the elders said unto him, come, sit down among us, and show it us, seeing Yahweh has given you the honor of an elder. Verse 51, then said Daniel to them, put these two aside, one far from another, and I will examine them. 52, so when they were put asunder, one from another, he called one of them and said unto him, O you that are waxed old in wickedness, now your sins which you have committed aforetime are come to light. 53, for you have pronounced false judgment and has condemned the innocent and has let the guilty go free. Albeit, Yahweh says, innocent and righteous shall you not slay. Verse 54, now then, if you have seen her, tell me, under what tree sawest you them some company together? Who answered under a mystic tree? Verse 55, and Daniel said, very well, you have lied against your own head. For even now, the ministering spirit of Yahweh have received the sentence of Yahweh to cut you in two. Verse 56, so he put him aside and commanded to bring the other and said to him, O you seed of Canaan and not of Judah, beauty has deceived you and lust has perverted your mind. 57, thus have you dwelt with the daughters of Israel, and they for fear companied with you, but the daughter of Judah would not abide your wickedness. Verse 58, now therefore tell me, under what tree did you take them company together? Who answered? Under a home tree? 59, then said Daniel unto him, well, you have also lied against your own head, for the ministering spirit of Yahweh waited with the sword to cut you in two, that he may destroy you. Verse 6, with that, all the assembly cried out with a loud voice and praised Yahweh, who saved them that trusted in him. Verse 61, and they arose against the two elders, for Daniel had convicted them of false witness by their own mouth. 52, and according to the law of Moses, they did unto them in such sort as they maliciously intended to do to their neighbor, and they put them to death. Thus the innocent blood was saved the same day. 63, therefore, Chaldeus and his wife praised Yahweh for their daughter, Susanna, with Joachim, her husband, and all the kindred, because there was no dishonesty found in her. 64, from the day forth, Daniel had in great reputation in the sight of the feast.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice that the husband, he couldn't say a word?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't say, you know, because he, come on, these are two wicked judges that was rulers in Southern Kingdom. You know, they are seen to her, you know, if you read the whole story, and you know, and they were just burning, they was burning to get her, and mm-hmm. then they told her, well, look here, mm-hmm. you don't do right with us, we gonna put this, that old slammer thing on you, you know,
mm-hmm.
but she said, look here, I'm a daughter of Yahda. You know, mm-hmm. I ain't, you know, so That's some good stuff, but you need to have more information on it. But the part of the matter is, you cannot just jump up in leadership and make a calling just because all of a sudden now, when a person is called to the carpet, you got to know how to deal with things from the pages of the book. Because you got parents that say today, oh, I know my child ain't done that. No, I ain't hearing that. That kid could be wrong. It's all about it could be right. But the same token, well, I'll check in tomorrow in my lesson. But the point we're making here, leadership have to be the call things in the pages of the book. Her husband couldn't say one word. He couldn't come to her defense. Because that's why I say you got to make sure you know what leadership that you import, because leadership is very important. That's why you don't get put on a person a fiery title, because one of the ones they put in leadership was from the seed of Cain. So he was wicked from the core. So you have to know your surroundings and who's who. And you can't keep on protecting somebody that's wicked. But then all of a sudden, well, I guess you're going to be mad at me because, no. The person that you're with is not right. And when leadership pointed out, that's why you got to be in the right. And leadership pointed out, he knew that the charge against his wife, that she was with a young man up under the apple tree. And you know the penalty before the coming of Yahuwah the Son, if you, Deuteronomy 19:16, what does it say there, young lion? What did Deuteronomy 19:16 say?
The book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 19, verse 16. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19, verse 16. 16, read. If a false witness rise up against any man, testify against him that which is wrong. Verse 17. Then both the man between whom the controversy is shall stand before Yahuwah, before the priest and the judge, which shall be in those days. Verse 18. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and has testified falsely against his brother. Verse 19. Then shall you do unto him as he hath thought to have done unto his brother. So shall you put the evil away from among you. Verse 20.
Yes, he right. Go ahead and read 20.
21. And verse 20, read. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you.
Right. 21. That's good. Okay. So what he's saying, when you make a report now, remember the law of Moses. If you caught into adultery, physical adultery, and spiritual adultery too, like the man was gathering sticks on the Sabbath day, he bust his eye out the head. This is in Moses' days. Kill you. Now, these two wicked leaders, you know, they had the same thing on the mind when with this woman go up and into the water, and then we gonna see can we both of them had the same thing on their minds. So they tell the woman bottom line, if you don't do right with us, you know, one snuck in behind the other, and he said, look here, since you go ahead, he said, look here, I had the same thing on my mind. It's a good story, you know, to understand some things. But the process has to play out. And the point of the matter, a husband could jump and say, oh, I just know you y'all just mad at me and she would never do such. No. He knew he had to close his mouth. And Yahuwah put the spirit on Daniel, the same Daniel We're reading the book of Daniel. So Daniel just wasn't no, he didn't, see, Daniel just wasn't a person that, you know, just want to, well, call me Daniel. He had to, Yahweh put the spirit on Daniel. Daniel was a young lawyer. Daniel was prepared when the children of Israel went out for captivity. He just didn't have that name to be having that name. Daniel was ready. He was a Maldi of Israel. What kind of ready was he in 1 Ezra 8:3? What kind of ready was Daniel in 1 Ezra 8:3? What kind of ready was he? That we can read, Mother D up Israel. We go on to Ezra chapter 8, verse 3. I will know, and Daniel had the same thing that Nehemiah and Ezra had. I will know what kind of ready was Daniel that we can read in 8, verse 3. Come on.
First what? First Ezra.
Yes. Yeah. Out of the pocket for 8, verse 3. Yeah, 8, verse 3.
Okay. First. That was a long answer. Okay. Yeah. First Ezra, chapter 8. Verse 3 reads, this Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by Yahweh to Israel.
You see that? So there you go. See, that's how you know, and you can tell by the growth in the ministry, where you're going and what position you're supposed to be in. So soon or later, we're supposed to start seeing those stepping up then. What kind of ready must be up Israel?
Very ready.
Very ready. Not based upon seniority, but being very ready through the scriptures. So that is the game changer, and that's how you we set up things for those that are very ready, you know, in the working, the knowing to calling, not based upon he say, she say. The scripture will reveal to you once you are, what kind of ready?
Very ready.
Very ready. In the scripture, see, right? See, that's the game changer. You have to understand this is kind of ready. But you always going to get accusations put on you. They always going to always, you don't let that break your spirit when an accusation is brought to you. Case in point, my DF Israel. Let's go to Matthew 25.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 25, read.
Yes.
It is enough for the disciples that he be as his master and the servant as his Yahweh. If they have called the master of the house Jezebel, how much more shall they call them of his household?
He said, Beelzebub. He said, now they call the master of the universe Beelzebub. Then, what's he going to call you? See, they always going to throw some slanderous accusation on you to break your spirit. But see, he let you know to get warmed up on it. They of the world gonna call you Beelzebub, especially if you were up front. So what is gonna happen with those that's under the seer? You gonna be called all type of wicked things.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to understand that if it happened to Yahuwah the Son, when the seer be called everything but, you know, like you said, the child of Yahuwah, you got to understand it's got to happen because it happened to him, it's going to happen to you. But what goes to reflect back to you is St. John 9:25. So when you hear these accusations coming out, because only they got left because they're not going to go to the scriptures, but you ain't going to stop this anyway. But we trying to show the leadership to come how to prepare themselves for what's going to happen. You hear something, remember, reflect back to the scriptures. St. John 9:25, what it say, Mother?
St. John chapter 9, verse 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
You see that? What they're trying to do is attack your character.
Mm-hmm.
Because this ministry has become a load. It ain't nothing left to do now but attack the character and see who will jump out of break rank and fall for that. St. John 10:21-22 says what?
St. John chapter 10:22.
Yes. 21 and 22.
St. John chapter 10, verses 21 and 22. Verse 21. Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication. And it was winter.
Mm-hmm. So the devil can't open your eyes up. You'll never know who you are. You gonna always think that somebody's gonna be all out of place. But when you have to recognize when you blind of understanding, now you see. So the only thing now left got to come is the accusations and in your wonder, and you will fall with the in your wonder, overlooking on what you have learned that is going to happen. But it says, if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of that household?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the master they're talking about is? Matthew 23, 8 and 10. Let's see what what did Matthew say? 23, verse 8 and 10.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 8 and 10. Verse 8. Be not you called rabbi, for one is your master, even Yahuwah the Son, and all you are brothers. Verse 10, neither be called master, for one is your master, even Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. Let's run to Proverbs 28, verse 5.
Okay. Proverbs 28, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 5, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yahuwah understand all things.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's go to Proverbs 29:12 and closing statement. Proverbs 20:29 and verse 3. And a closing statement, all dear Israel.
Okay. Proverbs. Chapter 29. You said verse 12?
Yes. 12 and 18. 29, verse 12, and 18.
Proverbs chapter 29, verses 12 and verse 18. Verse 12. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. Verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
You see that? So if you keep that, if you understand, go back to the Torah instruction called the law, happy is he. But if you got a person always that'll go with you in your window, and your whole people around you will be just like you are. They'll get knocked down with words, and everybody around you get knocked down with words. Then your leader, he all got a scowl on his face, and everybody around you got a scowl on their face. That's why I say, being a leader, you think he's just being a title, a flowery title. No, no, no. Action behind that. If you ain't got no vision, and your vision is not in Torah instruction, you're going to perish anyway.
Mm.
Well, that's enough said on that. Mother D.F. Israel, closing statement. Come on.
Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 9 and 10 reads, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Verse 10, whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Hey, did we I don't know. Did we get it in or not? I can't recall it. Young line. I don't think we got. I know we read First Sunday 10:6, but I remember calling Second Chronicle. I mean, because I'm telling you something. If you don't see this. If you see your company always, they always will put more in somebody else than going to the scripture. I don't like this person right here. This person's done me wrong. What's wrong with this person? If you see that spirit always around you, that's called like it'll draw you away from your purpose, and that's why you got to understand leaders. Especially in the 690 camps, cannot have that spirit where you always somebody done me wrong. They done Yahuwah the Son wrong. You think he went around talking about that? He knew, but he knew the bigger goal what it's about. He said, listen, once you in Yahuwah the Son of 2 Corinthians 5:17.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 reads, therefore, if any man or woman being Yahuwah the Son, they is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Yeah. So if any man is in Yahuwah, then if the man is in Yahuwah, then he got to make sure that he Luke 1:5-6. So if the man is in Yahuwah, here's the point. Then you got to understand what Luke's saying. The man, a man, if you're in Yahuwah, man, do you understand that what you got to be working with in Luke 1:5-6, what it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zechariah of the court of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6, and they were both righteous before Yahuwah, walking in all the Torah instructions and ordinances of Yahuwah, blameless.
You see that? So when a man is a new creature in Yahuwah, Did he making his call in the according to having this new creature or creature better have reflects him? Automatically reflects him. If you don't have a partner that reflects you, then you're in it for the wrong reason. Because the Bible would check you to make sure that if you are a new creature in Yahuwah, then old things have passed away. Old things mean the way you pick your mate. You don't pick no mate because of she do what I like or he do what I like. No, you got to reflect one another, especially she got to reflect you. See, this is what leadership will see in a relationship, by watching the individual to know where he's standing in Yahuwah, because that half supposed to reflect you, not you reflecting her. And that's the key. That's what that make you a 5:17 again. One more time. What is it saying? 5:17 again. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. 17 reads: Therefore, if any man be in Yahuwah the Son, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
See, that means you won't make an old decision, and you will always be 18, Genesis 18, verse 18 and 19. This is how you will roll, chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. This is how you will roll. Let's see.
The book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 18 and verse 19. 18 read, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 19, for I know him, that he will command his church and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahuwah to do justice and judgment, that Yahuwah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
You see that? So he said, I know what Abraham will do. Abraham's going to make a decision according to what I give him in writing. And that's how he's going to make a decision? Well, I don't care who mouth stick out or not. He said, I know what Abraham's going to do. And that's the game changer right there, see, right here. You just don't make a decision because somebody's a flush or they do what I like. No, see, right here. When you're building up an organization in Yahuwah, you must call things from the pages of the book. And if your thing is more on what somebody said about you, or I feel this person has done me wrong, then we know you're going to be a standstill for time to come. Because just as Yahuwah was called Beelzebub, that means the Lord of the flies. He called him the only king you of is of the flies. That would be Beelzebub mean. That means over the flies. That's all the two. So they call him that. Imagine they would call you. See? So all this you got to understand in leadership. So don't be in such a rush. You see now Hoshea done his part, ready to make his move. So when the time appointed, Yahuwah had already put the thing on him already. He already know. Well, you got some saying, well, I want to win you. No. Yahuwah knows when the time appointed. Your spirit have to be right in Yahuwah. Not all of a sudden get frustrated in Yahuwah. Your spirit got to be right. That's the making of believers to come. Because you don't get frustrated big time. But it's how you make your decision according to Yahuwah's written. And how you make your decision, Maccabees 12, verse 9. What did it say again? 12, verse 9.
Okay. First Maccabees, chapter 12. Picking up at verse 9. First Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 9. Now read. Therefore, we also, our being, We need none of these things, for that we have the righteous book of scripture in our hands to comfort us.
You see that? That's the game changer right there, I see it right here. Let's go to Sirach 51, verse 1. Sirach 51, speaking of verse 1, let's read a little bit. Let's read down a couple verses until we get our point. So listen, the game changer here, see right here, is understanding the righteous scripture going to stand whether you like it or not. So when you company with a person, they have to reflect you through the righteous scripture. So when these couples come in time to come or pass, this is what you have to see this unfold itself to let you know what you're working with by the way she addressed you, the way she moved up under your commands. But your commands have to be a Yahwali order thing, and that's what it means about that. Look what Sirach 51, because one thing you got in your favor is what we're getting ready to read. Sirach 51, pick up verse 1 and read a little bit.
Book of Sirach, chapter 51, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, I will thank you, O Yahuwah, King, and praise you, O Yahuwah, my Savior. I do give praise unto your name. Verse 2, for you are my defender and helper, and has preserved my body from destruction, and from the snare of the slanderous tongue, and from the lips that forge lies, and has been mine helper against my adversary. Verse 3, and has delivered
that?
Me.
You see it? That's it? That's it? So read verse 2 again. You're the man saying too? You hear what David said? Because David has slander. You're going to have slander. They're going to slander the leadership. They're going to slander your, you hear all kind of things. It's how you respond to it with this understanding in 51, verse 2, what it says.
The book of Sirach, chapter 51, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, for you are my defender and helper, and has preserved my body from destruction, and from the snare of the slanderous tongue, and from the lips that forge lies, and has been my helper against my adversary.
You see that? So Yahweh is going to kick in when you understand the rules and regulations. That's why you got to make sure your election is sure. And if you do so in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, 9, look what Yahweh got. If you make the right decision, a Bible decision, even in your relationships, remember, your better half have to reflect you. You can't keep on hiding your wicked better half. You got to lead by example. Because one thing we do know, if the Bible is out there properly, it reflects back from the head down to the tail, the leadership of it. You got to have this understanding to be able to help others at time appointed. What you read? What you read?
What you read? The book of 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 reads, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Yahweh's Son. Verse 9. For he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged of old sin.
Let's show you why he said Abraham's gonna do the right thing. Go to Genesis 20, verse 1. Watch what Yahweh say about Abraham. 20, verse 1 of Genesis.
Genesis. Chapter 20, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and Abraham journeyed from there towards the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur. And to journey in Jerusalem.
Give us some out.
Verse 2. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, She is my sister. And Amalek, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Verse 3. And Yahweh came to Amalek in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are but a dead man, for the woman which you have taken, for she is a man's wife. Verse 4. But Amalek had not come near her. And he said, Yahweh, will you slay also a righteous nation? Verse 5. Said he not unto me, she is my sister, and she, even she herself said, he is my brother. And the integrity of my mind and innocency of my hands have done this. Yahweh, verse 6. And Yahweh said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that you did in the integrity of your mind, for I also withheld you from descending against me. Therefore suffer I you not to touch her. Verse 7. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a seer, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And if you restore her not, know you that you shall surely die, you and all that are yours.
What was Abraham again? What verse is that?
Verse 7.
What verse is that?
The book of Genesis, chapter 20, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a seer, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And if you restore her not, know that you shall surely die, you and all that are yours.
Yeah. So you hear what Yahweh said to Abraham? Abraham was you see? So, you know, it's just so much it can be taught, but can I read out again? Brother Kaya, get your closing statements and take your time with it. We'll get back on tomorrow. It's just so much to put on the table, but when you're building something, you have to add this information. You got to be scripture down for a position in Yahweh. We got to depend on you to be in a person of the book. And then Yahweh will take it from there. We'll leave it like that. That's the making of leadership. Brother Micaiah, C. Roy, closing statement. We'll get back on tomorrow. And Mother D.F. Israel, you stood like a lioness again. A lioness.
Yeah.
Roaring in the microphone. That's all good. Come on, Brother Micaiah. Close the statement. You're on the clock. Come on. Brother Micaiah, close the statement.